You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Okay, well, this is the second hour and the Ralph Winter Road Show with Ralph Kermit Widrow II coming to you live out of Alaska. And we had John on, which a little over about 60 hours, he had a traffic citation, and they just could not turn loose of that thing quick enough. And I will be putting this out on the IRS list. And if anybody that's not on that, just send me an email, irs@alaskaminuteman.com, and I will send you all of the documents, because we also had his manufacturer statement of origin for the motorcycle and the other stuff. It's pretty amazing. So we're going to see what we do here. It's in this, it's a lot of information that they've not used to ever seeing. And they just, boy, they couldn't turn loose of John quick enough. And one of the things on this local private law that people really need to understand, because it is, I think I can explain it, but it takes validating what we think we know is so and checking the facts. And this is a tough road to hoe, because we, a lot of people really have trouble with it. Of course, it's what I do. I don't believe anything unless I could do it. I try to put all these pieces together and to prove them and then take them into court. And then we're winning on different issues. You know, like in the IRS, we've got them to leave people alone. McAlpine's was the first one where the books and records, they just said, we don't want to play with you no more. And that was a jurisdictional issue. But let me get a couple other things that that was quoted in John's case, John Thornton out of Minnesota. We wanted to know if it was local or private law for citizens of the United States, because that's the only people that can vote, and it's a felony. In Minnesota and North Carolina, is two of them that I've looked at, if you're not a citizen of the United States, to vote, really. We want you to sign up for a benefit. And I'll get to that in a minute and explain this, adjudicate, because it's a tough concept. But put in, this is Cotting, C-O-T-T-I-N-G versus Goddard, G-O-D-A-R-D. So that's C-O-T-T-I-N-G versus Goddard, G-O-D-A-R-D, and it's 183 U.S. 79, 183 U.S. 79, 1901 case. And by the way, this ruling case law, there was a tremendous, in the late, after the Civil War, of these states trying to do private law. They were really pushing on it. And a lot of the constitutions were trying to identify all the things to quit doing this private law. And we're going to get into that in just a minute. This is page 109, 1901. Every partial or private law which directly proposes to destroy or affect individual rights, or does the same thing by affording remedies leading to similar consequences, is unconstitutional and void. It directly proposes to destroy or affect individual rights. And that's what they're doing. Because as soon as you sign up, that's why everything is always under the penalties of perjury if you're a citizen of the United States. Why do they have to keep doing that? Why is it always embedded in a Form 1040 for the Internal Revenue criminals? They want you for the state income tax, the driver's licenses, permanent fund in Alaska, insurance is bad, it's somewhere in the banking laws. It's always there. Sometimes it's not right out in the open. Why do we have to keep saying under the penalties of perjury that I'm a citizen of the United States? Because we automatically, in our republic, are citizens of one of the several states or of the country where we are domiciled. A permanent home. They do not like that word domicile. You can only have one domicile at a time. You can reside or have residences all over. It means absolutely squat nothing. You can have residents all over the whole world. Reside here, reside there, reside there. A citizen of the United States has no domicile. A citizen of the United States has no elective franchise to vote. Supreme Court said so. So why would I want to do this? Why would I want to do this? Unbelievable. So we put that in. A partial law tending directly or indirectly, this is a different case out of Tennessee, 1829, to deprive a corporation or an individual of rights to property or to equal benefits of a general or public laws of the lands is unconstitutional and void. Really, law of the land means a general and public law equally binding upon every member of the community. The right to life, liberty, and property of every individual must stand or fall by the same rule or law that governs every other member of the body politic or land under similar circumstances. And every partial or private law which directly proposes to destroy or affect individual rights or does the same thing by affording remedies leading to similar consequences is unconstitutional and void. They are depriving us of our property, because you see, a citizen of the United States doesn't have a right to own property. That's why they can get away with all of the dealers in Alaska. They have to do this to get you to sign to register the vehicle. They won't let it off the property unless maybe you put it up on a tow truck and had it taken off. They won't let you drive off because they will lose their license. Isn't that amazing? So they are indirectly forcing you, because I have done this many times on the new vehicles I've had. I never read all those things. I never read all that stuff. They give you a whole stack of papers to sign. Where do I sign? Yeah, I got my Corvette, 1967. Drove up. This is my property. I gave it away before I even left. That shocks the conscience. A citizen of the United States has no inalienable rights from the Creator. You are signing away that you want to be under the Creator. You're signing up, I want to be under the law of man, the devil, the law of man's law. Our common law out of England was a great thing. Worked out many, many decades. Not decades, but hundreds of years to work out the common law of England, and we've modified it in this country. The best that there is for a civilization. Not perfect. We don't get perfection down here. But it's a hell of a lot better than anything else running around out there. The real common law. And the Jews had a big hand in overthrowing it with these Jewish shatars. Interest in property. Uniform commercial code. Oh, what a piece of stuff that is. You just cannot believe. Like I say, it's just, what's going on? I don't know what to say. How can they do this? Of course, it comes under the star chambers, one part of a star chamber. There are several variations of the star chamber. One of them is self-incrimination. I have to get you to sign up for something. I call it a benefit. I have to get you to incriminate yourself. Number two, it has to be under penalties of perjury. And number three, if you don't perform, I'm going to take your property, put you in the pokey, find you in contempt of court, and jail you. The old star chamber trick. Yep, alive and well today, just hidden away. And I hadn't thought of it in this way until I was looking in ruling case law. And I looked at this one case in there, and it was just amazing. This is Anderson versus the Board of Commissioners of Cloud County, 1908 case. Like I say, there was an awful lot going on in the late 1800s and the early part of the 1900s because there was a tremendous struggle to overthrow our republic. And they had got it started in 1866 when they did the Citizen of the United States, 14 Stat 27. A citizen of the United States wants the same rights as the white citizens. That was for the Negroes. They put it into the 14th Amendment, subject to the jurisdiction. And, of course, in 1870, they said, oh, by the way, you know, we could have naturalized all you black folk. But we didn't figure that out until 4 years later. Then in 1913, of course, they did the legislatures of the several states were supposed to, the 17th Amendment supposed to be elect because the Senate is the representative of the states, not of the people. They got the people. We gave that away. They did. We didn't. They did. So now we have no republic because we've all signed it away. And, of course, then they started United States of America is a sovereign body politic. I've got 113 cases. United States of America, up until 1913, the only sovereign country or name was just plain United States. From 1913 to 1916, took them about 3 years to change it over to get all the attorneys to say, oh, now it's United States of America. Well, the only court United States of America shows up anymore is in the Federal Court of Claims and the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. Those are the only two courts left. All the rest of them are United States of America, sovereign body politic. Now, I don't know who that is. I presume it's Congress. Maybe it's the president. I don't know. Because United States of America is used in territories for the president, it says. So maybe it's just him. In the Federal Register Act, it says the federal agency means president of the United States. Means! Federal agency is ye old Obama, now it's Trump. Whoa, what the hell did we get into here? How could this be? How do they do it? Well, I want a couple of cases here, and then I want to get into this adjudicate, because this is when you start to see when you can actually improve this stuff and understand it. It's just, I don't know what to say. The first case that I saw this that gave me pause for cause was United States versus Babcock. And it's been reinforced clear from Hayburn back in 1792 all the way up through all kinds of Supreme Court cases. This one was really a killer that's been cited a lot. And it's a holding. It says, well settled. This is U.S. versus Babcock, 1919. These general rules are well settled. One, that the United States, when it creates rights in individuals against itself, is under no obligation to provide a remedy through the courts. What does that just say? Individuals is for creating rights. So the sovereign is creating rights for individuals against itself, is under no obligation to provide a remedy through the courts. What are they saying? What does that mean? Sign up for a benefit. Parents get benefits to their children. You do the dishes, I'll give you a dollar or whatever's. Haul out the trash, do this. That's a benefit. Are there any rights there? No, because the parents can change it at will. Because they're the sovereign, they're not supposed to be anyway, anymore, I'm not so sure. It's a benefit. Now, this is more plainly stated in many cases, but one of them is Allen, A-L-L-E-N, versus Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M. This is 446, P as in Paul, 2D, 240, 446P2D 240. This comes out of the Court of Appeals, Arizona, 1968. It says it in real plain English. There's no doubt about it, what it's saying. Welfare benefits are grants. You ever see all these things about grants? You ever wonder why there's always a grant? They grant money to these states, and that's how they got them to be citizens of the United States, because everything is a grant. Everything is tied to a grant. I am giving you a benefit. I'm giving you money, but there's something you got to do. Welfare benefits are grants by the legislature, which has delegated to the Department of Public Welfare the power to determine recipients of such grants. Under such circumstances, i.e., when the state creates rights in individuals against itself, it is not bound to provide a remedy in the courts, and may withhold all remedy, or it may provide an administrative remedy and make it exclusive, however mistaken its exercise. DISMUK, D-I-S-M-U-K-E, this is 297 U.S. 167. They cite Babcock, which is 250 U.S. 238, and other cases. There's a whole laundry list of them. This is nothing new. A grant, a benefit. This is called an implied in law contract. You sign up under the penalties of perjury. I'm a citizen of the United States, and I'm damn proud of it. Yay! And you'll get people that will fight you over it. What is it? They don't have a clue. I signed up for a mortgage. It's called a Jewish shatar, to use the credit of a bank, so I can think I own a house. And, of course, as soon as I get the house and get the mortgage, the next thing you know, Countrywide or some of these other, they sell the bank. If it's like Key Bank, they will sell it, discount it for 5 or 6 points, percentage points, to Wells Fargo. Why would they do that? Because they take my signature on the mortgage and the credit of the Key Bank and sell it to Wells Fargo, and then Wells Fargo gives them money. This is the way Key Bank creates money. They do it amongst themselves. And we're so stupid, we don't even understand it. I've got the brief. The mortgage started under the Jewish shatar, way back in, I think, the 10th century or somewhere. I forget when it started. Yeah. Same thing with credit card. It's an implied in law contract. I want to use the credit of American Express or whomever, and I'm giving my signature to use their credit. I am binding myself to do something. The company is not bound to do anything back to me. Back in a minute.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, we're back here, and we've been hoodwinked, folks. We've been conned. The Republic has been overthrown, and you and me, all we got to do is look in the mirror, and we all did it. Every one of us listening has done something, absolutely. No doubt about it. Why would we do that? Because we haven't been told what's going on. We're not educated. We've been go to these public schools that don't teach the real law. They don't teach us what the issues of the law. They don't even teach citizenship about a citizen of one of the several states. Why is that? Well, this case that I'm going to be talking about is one that actually I got that out of ruling case law. Then I found it in a couple of other places too. I found it in there too. But so what are they saying? What is this case? What's the issues here? What do we got to talk about here? Because, like I say, you just can't make. I keep people saying I can't make this stuff up. I don't know what to say anymore. The more I look into it, it's just. And this case here is Anderson versus the Board of Commissioners of Cloud County, 1908 case, and it is 95 P as in Paul, 583 in 1908 case. And it talks about all of these different states, how they're, it says here, like the Constitution of Missouri was amended in 1875 and enumerates 32 subjects upon which special laws are prohibited. So the special laws were sometime after the Civil War, long in there. It says more than half of the states of the Union have sought to curb growing evils of special legislation by constitutional prohibitions, and this was in the early 1900s. Just amazing. It says here, the Constitution of the State of Washington prohibits special legislation upon 18 subjects. North Dakota, 35. And on, just to talk. So this was a, these legislators were wising up for whatever reason. I don't know why, what caused it. I don't know. And it says here, it's like one case here, they were talking about a where they did an amendment. It says, all laws of a general nature shall have a uniform operation throughout the state. And in all cases where a general law can be made applicable, no special law shall be enacted. And whether or not a law enacted is repugnant to this provision of the Constitution shall be construed and determined by the courts of the state. Because initially they were saying, well, the courts couldn't look at it, only the legislature. Now, in this case, the Romans recognized the distinction between private bills and laws. To them, special laws were privilegia, they call it, or constitutionalist privilegia, so it's evidently that's privilege. In England, they used to say, when a public bill was passed, and they gave a whole thing which I can't even begin to pronounce, it is the king's wish. And of a private measure, and another big that let it be granted as prayed for. Really? Here is the gist of the matter. This is a killer. A public law is a measure that affects the welfare of a state as a unit. A private law is one that provides an exception to the public rule. The one is an answer to a public need. The other is an answer to a private prayer. Remember in these courts, I always want to pray for the court to rule in your favor. Isn't that amazing? When it acts upon a public bill, a legislature legislates. When it acts upon a private bill, it adjudicates. It passes from the function of a lawmaker to that of a judge. It is transformed from a tribune of the people into a justice shop for the seeker after special privilege. A tribune of the people into a justice shop. What are they talking about here? It adjudicates. Stop and think about that. If you have a law, it applies to everybody. There's no benefits to it. Just have a law, public law. Thou shalt do this, thou can do this, you can make a corporation, and this is the benefits of it, but it's for open to everybody. Oops, back in a minute. Right to.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Okay, well, we're back here. Citizen of the United States adjudicates. That's a killer statement. When you do that, there's an adjudication. They have, the legislature is not legislating. They're adjudicating. They're setting up a court system type thing. Benefits. How is that accomplished? How can I prove it? Well, let's take Alaska. I'm not a citizen of the United States, according to them. Alaska natives in Dillingham, Alaska, are citizens of the United States. They were declared back in 1921, I think it is. The Alaska natives were declared to be citizens of the United States. It is declared. Now, does Congress have that authority? Congress has absolute plenary power over what? Naturalization. What is naturalization? Any foreigner that wants to become a part of our country and the 50 countries, the several states, has to be naturalized. Supposed to be. It's a 5-year program, unless they've changed it. And what do you become when you become naturalized so that you are have all of the rights, privileges, and immunities of the citizens of the several states of these countries? a citizen of the United States of America, not a citizen of the United States. A citizen of the United States of America. And I got more than one document to prove this, naturalization documents. They say you can't copy them or do anything because we don't want to wake up the people. It's against the law to show the one. Anybody? Citizen of the United States of America. It's been that way since the beginning of our republic, still done today. Used to be done in courts of record in the several states. Now it's done in these kangaroo courts, United States District Courts. So that's the first issue. Who are you? Well, if I come across from Mexico and I'm born over here, I'm a citizen of the United States, not a citizen of the United States of America, because that takes 5 years. You'd be naturalized. A citizen of the United States. Join the fiction. So, if we're legislating private law, why do we always hear we got to exhaust all of our administrative remedies? What's that all about? I thought we just had a law and it applied to all the people. Nope. Say, just like Dillingham, a citizen of the United States in Dillingham, if you're Alaska Native, you don't pay property taxes because you're special. You get an exempt. But the federal government comes in and pays the city of Dillingham the money for the property taxes because you're so special. But a citizen of the United States, it's a pale face next to the Alaska Native. One pays property tax and the other one does not. They're both citizens of the United States. They both go to the same voting pools or polls. They vote for the same criminals, the Corollas. You think there might be a problem here? How can I have land next to Alaska Native and I have to donate to the city of Dillingham and somebody that's Alaska Native does not? And we're both citizens of the United States voting for the same. Are you seeing that there might be a problem of discrimination here? Unconstitutional? Unbelievable. Special privileges based on what? Places, I think it's in Oklahoma and others, are cigarettes taxes, taxes of different things, fishing reg, like in Minnesota. They can do certain things with fish and you can't up in Alaska. Alaska Natives can go out here on the same damn river. I was over at the Gulkana River. They have fish wheels on the side that they can drive to. And then they go into the bar and sell them, the fish, which is illegal. But nobody just go, wink, wink. Me, paleface, I have to get a riverboat, go up and put a fish wheel on the other side, and I'm limited. Alaska Natives aren't. Subsistence fishing, they call it. I go in and sell the fish at the bar so they can go get drunk. Wow, that really helps them become great citizens. Or whatever you want to call the Alaska Natives. Makes them drunks. You think there might be a discriminatory issue here? Then they passed the Administrative Procedures Act, you see, because Congress, with their special law, can't directly touch we the people. No, they can't. Citizens of the United States is supposed to be dormant. Got that out of the 1938 based on Slaughterhouse and Cruikshank, all kinds of Supreme Court cases. They can't touch you and me. All they can do is go after the state folks, state actors and the state law. That's it. That's all they can go after. But, of course, they don't tell us this, so how would we know? Richard in Alabama.
Ralph, I got two questions for you.
By the way, congratulations on getting more in there. That was a really good move.
Oh, I had nothing to do with it. I'm not allowed to vote.
Oh, you've been a bad boy?
Oh, you know about me. You remember us from several years back. But I got a couple of questions.
Okay.
The United Nations Agency on Refugee Resettlement now has the authority to grant legitimate USA passports immediately to Congolese refugees as they bring them into America. They get their passports at the airport. And they don't need to go through a naturalization process. They are instantly citizens. Now, what does
what
that tell you?
What type of citizen? They're a citizen of the United States, but go ahead. I haven't even seen it.
USA. Mm-hmm. All passports say USA.
Yeah, but you got to be a citizen of the United States of America. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
How can they give instant citizenship without naturalization?
They can't. How do you get instant citizenship by being born in this land? Mexican woman comes across and says, "Yay! I've got an anchor baby now. He's a citizen of the United States." What's that mean? Does it mean
so
nothing?
Doesn't that tell you something about the sovereign body politic, who it truly is?
I'm not sure who it is. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. Started way before the UN. That started way back when, after 1913.
Now I've got another question. This is a tough
one.
The dollar sign. It used to mean a dollar sign, and we used to all know what a dollar sign meant. Mm-hmm. That simple little dollar sign we always see on the 1040 and on our bank statement. We think we know what it is. But the fact is, they've changed it to a unit of conditional credit from the International Monetary Fund.
Well, I don't know where it's all changed, but I can tell you what, the symbol before it used to have two lines through it. Now it's only got one line and it doesn't go all the way through. So it's obviously changed the symbol for it, but go ahead. Do you know that the 1792, the Coinage Act is still alive and well? No, it hasn't changed.
But the you courts don't, that recognize the Coinage Act are gone.
But the thing that they are, the thing that we're doing, that I'm doing, and trying to wake people up to do it, first of all, is everybody is a citizen of the United States. You go into a criminal trial in federal courts, you cannot have a jury unless you get that jury to say that everybody sitting on it is a citizen of the United States. Why would they have to say that on the record? Why? We have to do the same thing in Alaska. That's why I got around and they started dropping misdemeanors, because I started it. As soon as they said it, I said, well, great, you people just swore in you're a citizen of the United States. You're supposed to be informed. Okay, so what is it? Prosecutor could go, well, Ralph, would you like to dismiss this case? I think we can do that. That works for me. Yep.
Well, that's fine, but in a
what he means fine, that's the crux of our whole thing. One is working on the Christian side, the other is working under the devil's thing of something that doesn't exist for benefits, to be liars.
I've been told that this definition of the dollar sign, the new dollar sign, it can be found in the Banker's Book of Federal Reserve Regulations.
I don't know. I used to have a Banker's Book, and I can't believe I had an older one, and I threw that away. That's where I found out we didn't own our vehicles.
It's enormous. The Banker's Book of Federal
Regulations. I have tried to get a true Banker's Book, and I can't find where you can get a hold of one.
And I have talked to two bankers, and I've asked them, do you have access to the Banker's Book of Federal Reserve Regulations? And they said, no. They can't even get it on the Internet.
Well, all right. Well, there are certain things we have a need to know, and we don't need to know.
Now, yeah, that's right. That's one of the things they don't want us to know, and they don't want us to prove, because they want to continue putting that S with a single stroke on Form 1040, and then telling the agent, oh, it's just a dollar sign.
Well, the killer issue of the 1040, it's an implied-in-law contract, and you have to be a citizen of the United States. You have to sign away your birthright and your status. You have no inalienable rights when you do it, and it's because you want a benefit, and that we can prove. That's conclusive. There's no doubt about that anymore. Okay?
Well, the benefit was a W-4. You signed the
W-4, of course, right. We sign up for it. Well, you mark exempt, but then people don't know how to benefit, and they don't know how to defend it. There's an exempt sign there, but people don't know how to do it, and then all of the places that, quote, are employers, they get around, which is a statutory and that type. They get around, and they want to get around and say, well, you can't work here unless you do this. So the IRS comes along, well, we're going to obey their thing and take out money. That's where it starts, with the W-4. That's true.
Yeah.
Okay? I got a couple other callers here, too. But you got, no, the dollar sign is part of our problem.
Yeah, find it, please.
But it's our status. The whole thing is status at private law, and we're signing up for it. Carol, it's a killer. Ken in New York, you're up next.
Taking my call. Thank you for taking my call, Ralph.
Sure.
This goes back to John Thornton, and I didn't think to ask the question at the time. How did he solve the license problem or the registration problem?
He has not. We have not got to that yet.
I'm sorry, it broke up a little. Say again.
Okay. We have not got to that issue other than he put in. He got his from the motorcycle dealer, I think. In Alaska, you can go down to DMV and you can get a copy of the MSO. And I'm going to go after them, but I just haven't had the time because I got an FAA case and I got Rappert's case that I have to deal with in the last couple of weeks, and I got another IRS case. But the bottom line is they have the original MSOs, and we let them know that they have it. And so you have an interest in it because then you can adjudicate it. You're not an independent judiciary. That was just one of the issues that was brought up, and you could be sued because you then are lacking subject matter jurisdiction. That was brought up. And like I say, if you want to read the brief, just send me anybody who wants to have this stuff at irs@alaskaminuteman.com, and you'll see the documents and the stuff.
And as for your natives, you would think that if they're exactly the same citizen of the United States as we are, that somebody would have came up with some kind of a 1983 suit.
Nope. People decided, I don't know how we, you tell me. I don't know. They get all kinds of special benefits up here. Why is that?
And it's exactly the same citizenship, same status.
Yeah, to go vote, yeah, absolutely. Just a citizen of the United States, exactly the same form and everything, and they don't have to pay property taxes, and they can go out and do what's called potlatch, go out and kill a moose whenever they feel like it. Somebody dies, yay, let's go kill a moose. I go do that. I go to the bogey.
Yeah. One last one. You mentioned the 1901 case. Now, the cases that preceded the courts being changed from Article 3 to Article 1, they still apply to the citizens of the United States,
okay,
even when
the courts have not been changed. The only Article 1, Article 3, Article 4 courts are federal courts, and the courts today are none. They are none of the above.
Does that apply to
none of the above? Because the United States District Court, the only courts that is an Article 3 court, actually an Article 1 now is a federal court of claims, is an Article 1, is it?
Yes.
It sits in head of a true bona fide Article 3 under Section 2, which is the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. That's the only Article 3 court. And the people that show up there use United States. They do not use United States of America. Once in, there's a couple of things, but they just let it pass. But it's only United States. And I have one case where they went to the Fifth Circuit, United States of America. In the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, it was United States. They changed. Because you can't be a counsel for United States of America, technically, in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. That's the only Article 3 court we have left. Appellate court. That's it.
But you have to come through
the Federal Court of Claims to get to it.
Yes, I've heard that.
Well, we're going to be doing it real soon.
As far as the states go, I found it very interesting when Thornton said that the prosecutor said to the judge, in the interest of equity.
Right. Yeah, that. Let me go in here and pull that up. I think I have that order here. Let me read what they said. Equity, which is, oh, well, it'd be bad. We're justice. Let's see. Do I have the order here?
Doesn't that have another meaning also?
Well, equity is where the common law wouldn't protect it because it's here. Let's see. Call a motion to dismiss. Here it is right here. Let's see what they said. I'll read it to you. The undersigned city attorney. See, they used undersigned instead of, say, city attorney. We've got that up here with the judges. Instead of a public officer. She says, I'm an undersigned judicial officer. Undersigned. Wait a minute. That's the side of the document at the bottom. Okay. In and for the city of, this is the game they play, in and for the city of Henderson. This is what they do in all of the IRS cases, too, by the way, when the DOJ comes in and for, and they undersigned. Regarding the issuance of a citation charging the above-named defendant for the offense of speeding in violation of blah, blah, said person is considered to be in the public interest to move for a dismissal of the above-mentioned charge. The undersigned is hereby motion or move the court for dismissal of said charge for the following reason. It is in the interest of equity to do so. Allison Jones. She's a Henderson city attorney, but she works for a private law firm.
Could a defendant use that phrase as a motion?
Oh, we put in a motion to with this other stuff that we talked about. Plus, we told the judge, guess what? If you don't have subject matter jurisdiction, we're coming for your butt, too.
Well, yes, that's something to...
Yeah, well, like I say, if you want to read all this, just send anybody, send a IRS@AlaskaMinuteMan.com, IRS@AlaskaMinuteMan.com, and say you want the stuff for the show today, and I'll send it to you. Read it yourself.
Do you still have to put IRS in the subject line?
Nope, you don't. Not on that. You just put IRS. I made a whole new email. Just okay. IRS@AlaskaMinuteMan.com, and tell me what you're looking for.
All right, thank you.
You bet, sir. Back in a minute with Dave in Delaware next.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Okay, well, we're back here. We got Dave in Delaware, and I'm going to read one thing first. After a law has been passed by the Congress, before it applies to the individual citizen, there are three steps that must be taken. First, the Bureau, having charge of enforcement, must write rules and regulations to amplify, interpret, or expand the statute. That we call rulemaking. They can't even touch us. This is why we have agencies. Go ahead, Dave in Delaware. close out with your question.
I have an answer for your man who wanted to know about the dollar sign.
Okay.
The two vertical bars are symbolic of what used to be the U superimposed over the S. Only through time, people got lazy and they discontinued putting the bottom of the U on the symbol. So it really is not two bars. It's the two sides of what used to be the U over top of the S, standing for U.S. dollars as opposed to sand dollar or some other. Anyway,
well, there's something else more to that. I have a 1945 Funk and Wagnalls dictionary, by the way. It's one of the many things available on my internet homepage when I get it done, or if you have Skype. And they use the U.S. What you're talking about, it looks like a U or imposed over the S. The 1945 right. Funk and Wagnalls, the dictionaries today, of course, or I don't know when technically it changed.
So the single bar is for the ferns. Federal Reserve notes cannot have a U.S. because they're not U.S. They're Janet Yellen private IOU notes now. Anyway, the second thing I'm calling about is in 1913, the American people were declared the enemy. And that's thanks to Franklin Delano Roosevelt in 1913 passed an executive order.
They were declared 2040. What? They were declared
Franklin Delano Roosevelt passed the executive order number 2040 declaring the American people are the enemy of the United States.
Well, he didn't take office till March 4th, 1933. Well, you said 1913, right?
He's the one who wrote that executive order, whenever date it was.
Yeah.
Well, he has no constitutional authority to do that.
March 3rd, 1933, Hoover repealed 1,006 statutes the very last day of office. The very next day, the National Recovery Administration started, and under the Federal Register Act, they said that the orders and the National Recovery, that the executive orders and the laws, or the executive orders and the rules and regulations are law. That started March 4th, 1933, and it comes out of the Federal Register Act, which they did in 1935, and it goes back to why would Hoover get around his last day, sign a thing, and repeal 1,006 statutes, and why would the very next day, all of a sudden, we have the National Administrative or National Recovery Administration, all of a sudden, that's law, their rules, and their executive orders. That's what executive orders are for citizens of the United States. And that's, they have to be published in the Federal Register, and then all these agencies have to do it. And that's how they reach you and me, because the Congress can't directly reach you and me by their frickin' damn citizen of the United States crap. And we sign up for it, and we don't know.
And the United States Supreme Court has already ruled that Congress, being a legislative branch agency, does not have authority to delegate to a executive branch agency a constitutionally mandated responsibility.
Well, so if they cannot delegate, I want to correct you too here, and it's not a big, it is a big issue. It's not United States.
478, U.S. 714 is the case, Bowser versus Sinor, and that's where the United States Supreme Court declared that the Congress, being a executive branch, being a legislative branch, does not have authority to delegate to an executive branch agency, whether it's the GAO or the Federal Reserve Corporation. That's in 1986.
Well, okay, well, give me the site, and let me tell you what they say.
478 U.S. page 714, volume 478 U.S. page 714, 1986.
Okay, well, let me tell you something. They passed the Administrative Procedures Act in 1946, and it says they can interpret, adjudicate, and let's see, what is the other one here? And this is how Congress reaches us because, let me pull it up here, 60 stat. It's because they can interpret, implement, and prescribe law. This is the Administrative Procedures Act. This is how they do it. They have an intermediary called an agency because Congress can't do it legally. So they put an agency, and then they get me and you to sign up as a citizen of the United States, and yay, we're all screwed.
Doctors are not trained in natural medicine.
Well, I guess we're going.
Does want you to be.
I guess we ran out of time.
And it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months, and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.